President Bush's speech on Iraq yesterday was heard by a group of college students in Pennsylvania. Most of them think the president did make the case for attacking Iraq. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
In the student lounge at the Penn State Harrisburg campus yesterday, a half dozen members of Matthew Westner's public policy class watched President Bush on a TV set in the corner of the room.
By breaking every pledge, by his deceptions and by his cruelties, Saddam Hussein has made the case against himself.
We talked to four of the students, all of whom believe the president was convincing in his argument that an attack on Iraq is justified. Vanessa Adams is a 20-year-old junior from nearby Hershey.
We've given Iraq too many chances on to make Saddam better, but I really think that we probably should take some military action towards him, because there's been too many people tortured. He's gone after other countries. I mean, with how he went after Iran, and then he went after Kuwait, and who knows, he might be going after us.
My name is Leanna Zarilli. I believe he made a pretty good case. I think that he left a lot of things out that I believe are pretty important. Things like, if he was to go into Iraq, what would happen if they remove Saddam Hussein? Who comes after that? Other things, if he was to try to put in a democracy there, is there really a framework there for that? Do they have the institutions there for democracy?
Leah Kithcart is a senior and a public policy major who also believes the president was convincing that Iraq poses a threat. But she says Mr. Bush still needs to address the American public.
Just to let people know what they're really going to face, because I think we need citizen support, especially for our Congress members and stuff like that, to make decisions and vote and decide what they want to do with this. And I think Bush needs presidential support as well from the public. So if he addresses what would really change or how things would be beneficial for us, he'll have more of the American public backing.
Richard Byamugisha, a native Ugandan and now a U.S. citizen, says he strongly believes Congress should back the president on Iraq.
I think they should support the president, and he's our commander-in-chief. He has that duty. But if we engage in talking and in going back and forth, it wouldn't work. Now, would it impact on my voting? Yes, it would.
Penn State Harrisburg sits in the district of Congressman George Gekas. A Republican, Gekas faces a tough re-election battle from Democrat Tim Holden, who used to represent a neighboring district. The Bush administration would like Congress to vote before the November election on a resolution authorizing the use of force against Iraq, but that vote will probably not, on its own, determine who gets Vanessa Adams' support.
I look at other issues, what they're going towards, not just what's going on over in Iraq. There's other issues that are going on in the state that I live in, and it's not just all Iraq. I mean, there's other things that are going on within the state that has to be expressed.
A quiet, pretty campus, Penn State Harrisburg sits on what used to be an Air Force base and only recently began admitting underclassmen. So not surprisingly, there is not much of a tradition of political activism here. That's frustrating for public policy major Leanna Zarilli.
Nobody wants to talk about politics. It's just a dead rat sitting on a table. Nobody wants to talk about it. Nobody wants to really look at it either. And that's just the way it is. I don't think that people are as involved in politics anymore. There's just so many other things going on that they see important. It's kind of sad.
The apathy here and elsewhere may change if the armed forces, many of whom are the same age, are in fact sent into harm's way. But for now, at least, these students are ready to back the president as he pushes towards action against Iraq. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.